Well, Cornerstone, this is our very last pastoral update. I have thoroughly enjoyed this time to just drip feed some of the things that are important for us to focus on. We've looked at church planting. We've really raved at God's supply during COVID of those gifts that have come in and the way in which we've been able to resource people. It's been awesome. And so it is kind of important that we end this one on the right note. And the right note for me is in keeping with the theme that we're busy with, and that's thankfulness. In 1 Thessalonians, there's a scripture that says, give thanks to the Lord, for that is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. So the will of God for me, if I'm confused, if I'm kind of thinking what to do now, and you know there are those times where we are like a little, you know, lost for words, we're not too sure of our way forward, perhaps the circumstances are crushing in, the storm on the boat is too much for us to handle, the situations overwhelm us, the starting point is give thanks to God. So we're never at loss for words when it comes to prayer or responding to God. It's important that we give thanks to God. Have you ever thought why? Why? Why is it that in all circumstances we're required to give thanks? You know the reason why? Is because thanks is a catalyst. Thanks takes our kind of look from a downward look to an upward look. Thanks is a catalyst because it sparks in us faith. It helps us understand He's in charge. The King has never, ever not been aware of the circumstances I'm in. God knows, God understands, and through thanking Him, I begin to understand His bigness, His power, His grace, and so it's easier to respond to God in prayer and faith when I'm thanking God. And of course, we know it's always good to thank God. There's always a reason to thank God. There's always a reason to lift our hearts heavenwards and to say thank you to God for our salvation, even for the air I breathe, for the fact the sun rose. David in the Psalms is full of it, thanking God for creation, thanking God for all those things that surround him, for the blessings. It's an attitude that we need to develop, and I want to encourage us in all circumstances to thank God. Then in a very practical way, I want to say thank you to all those who kind of were behind the scenes, preparing, making parcels, working out lessons for children's ministry, you know, doing some of the catering, doing the prep of our halls, putting the media together, you know, doing our social media, getting the video clips, getting the videos out, making sure the websites are working. I want to say thank you. I know your reward is in heaven and you do this to serve the King, but we want to appreciate those gifts. So on behalf of Adele and I, we want to say thank you to all those that have kind of, you know, made everything possible this year. I want to say thank you to the leaders for the wonderful way in which you picked up on the season we're in. Can't meet together, so let's get on the line. Let's phone. Let's connect with people. Let's have Zoom calls and so have prayer and Bible study and our meetings that way. And then from Adele and I, we want to say thank you to all of the elders and their wives and the families. Guys and girls, you've done an amazing job. So for us, 2020 didn't pan out to some of our kind of thinking going beyond. We had perhaps some different goals that we felt God was going to use us to reach. But going beyond helped us go beyond in our faith, helped us go beyond in our love, and in not having meetings, we had to look for other ways to love and embrace those who are part of this community. So to everybody, use this time to relax, to rest, and to do some more of a reset. Get back into the Bible reading that is so essential, back into prayer, back into family time together, and definitely use it as a time to rest and relax. Many of us can't go away. We don't have the finance. We kind of might be stuck at home. That's no issue. I do feel it's important to find time to rest. And so Cornerstone Church, Adele and I, we love you and we thank God for you. We look in with anticipation for the new year. We wanting to hold our plans lightly, wanting to make sure that we link in with the heart of God as far as our future goes. And so we will be praying for you. Please pray for us. I'm going to pray for us now. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for who you are and what you mean to us. I pray your protection. I pray your provision, Lord, and I pray the peace that passes all understanding would be on us, and that we as a church in this time, even though there's less formal connection together, our relationships with you would take on new heights and new depths and new meaning. Thank you for your blessing. We live under the gracious hand of your protection and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.